Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, folks, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Real talk. And that's why Discover Card matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. They bring exceptionally common sense to the table. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
Chris, one of my buddies, Rod, who listens to our show in Denver, he said, Danny G, with that voice, should be a DJ at Magic City. Danny G? No, maybe.
Danny G, thoughts on that?
Magic City? No.
Rob, I don't know if you remember, but I was at the Atlanta Super Bowl with you, and we were trying to go out, but you didn't want to because you were, you know, you were just thinking, being a professional, you had to do your show the next day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you remember that?
Danny G pulling back the covers.
Oh, no.
See, yeah. Danny G, here's the thing. Rob got the whole iCouple audience.
No, I did.
He was just at Magic City every night during the Super Bowl.
Not every night, but I did go during the Super Bowl because I got pictures. I was there.
It was Radio
Danny, I don't remember
it
what
was,
night.
It was
what
Radio
Row. We were driving up into the parking lot and took a picture.
No, that ain't even. Please, I paid $100 to get in on Super Bowl with Danny
did
G.
Did we meet Danny G? Did we meet? Did we all meet?
Yeah, we did, actually. We were all there at the hotel bar, and Colin Cowherd walked in, and he was kind of like the ringleader of the whole Fox crew.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that night? Good wings down there.
Yeah. I just can't picture your face.
I was producing Clay Travis at the time, and so all of our shows were there together.
That's right.
Yeah, so no, the voice is fresh. I mean, that you definitely got a radio voice, as you know. So,
exactly.
Yes.
All right, Danny G. Well, good to have you. Magic City, you know.
Hey, the next radio row, you owe me a ballet.
Yes, no doubt. Hey, where's the next one? It's in L.A. We got to go out here, right, Chris? Will you be here, Chris, or you don't know?
I don't know. I mean, we got to talk to the execs and see, you know, what's
the plan. If it works out.
Right. Yeah, because obviously I could easily do the TV show from there. Yeah. But it'd be a lot. It'd be really early, you know.
Do it!
Really early, but hey.
That's right. We'll do it! 3 a.m. Do it!
I'd be on the air at 4:30 a.m. All right, we will see. But we got Lisa Guerrero, Rob, award-winning journalist.
Yes.
For Inside the Edition, joining us to talk a little John Madden.
I almost forgot she did the Monday Night Football with Michaels and John Madden. Because she's done a lot of stuff in sports. You know what I mean? Lisa Guerrero. So, that'd be nice to talk to her.
Yep, it'll be good. All right, let's get to this. Damian Lillard, and look, let's just keep it real. The Portland Trailblazers, they not having a good season. It's been rough for our man Chauncey Billups in his first year as a head coach. They are 13-27 games below 500. Now, C.J. McCollum's been out, but, you know, still. They're down there with the Pelicans and the Thunder and the Kings. I mean, just having a tough go of it. And Damian Lillard, though, loyal to the soil, is intent on staying in Portland and seeing if he can get things going there. And, Rob, he talked today on Reddit. He said this in the past, but he said it again today about how there are things that, you know, well, playing in the NBA isn't all about winning the championship. Let's put it that way. Here he is.
We play in an era right now where it's, you know, you get criticized for not winning a ring, you know, as if it's not the hardest thing to do in sports. And there are so many people who play a full career and just never achieve that because it's so hard to do and so many things have to be aligned. That's why people love and cherish that moment so much. And that's why we, you know, do all the things that we do to have an opportunity at it because it's such a hard thing to accomplish. So I don't believe in the ring or bust thing. You know, I'm not a fan of that. And that's why I don't play my career to that narrative. You know, I'm not making every decision like, oh.
All right, well, there, Rob, go ahead. There he is.
I think he's right from his standpoint. And he's not, when we talk about that, there's only a handful of guys who feel like they're so talented that they need to validate their career. Like LeBron would have been
and
the ultimate.
And it's not just they feel like it, Rob.
Right.
But
LeBron panicked. Chris, we talked about it before. He felt like he's the chosen one. He was supposed to be the next Jordan. And after the first 7-8 years or whatever it was in Cleveland, like, oh my God, like, I'm not going to win. And we believe he would have won had he stayed there. He was that good. But anyway, I don't think Damian Lillard's under the same umbrella. I don't.
You're right.
I don't think that he has to win or people go, oh, I can't believe Damian Lillard played all those years in Portland and didn't win a championship. No, I don't believe that anybody will say that or anybody will look at him sideways. So I think he's right to adapt that. It's not that he doesn't want to win, but it's not going to be the end-all, be-all. Reggie Miller had a great career in Indianapolis, right?
Yep.
And he did.
Yep.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
He had great playoff series.
Dude,
he had the
challenge. Yep.
A legendary player. Patrick Ewing. You're going to tell me that he doesn't count?
Now, Ewing was, Robbie, you mentioned, and you're absolutely right, a LeBron James, a Kevin Durant.
No, Ewing needed
Giannis
to win with New York.
Right.
Yep.
They
had
to win. And we saw LeBron say, look, man, I got to make sure I get this monkey off my back and win, right? Then I can do whatever I want to do. Kevin Durant, same thing. Let me get – and he even seemed more so. Like, let me just go to Golden State, get me some rings, and then do whatever I want to do. Get that monkey off my back. And Patrick Ewing was in that group as you know, Rob. Like,
but what? Well, yeah, but
he
what,
was one that you viewed as, man, he got to get a ring, and he didn't. He's still a Hall of Famer, and people know him as an all-time great player. But Rob, people do think of him as, man, he was awesome, but he never won that ring. But Damian, they're not going to think that because he's right. Not on that level, as great as he is.
Exactly. But I do understand why he's looking at it that way and not feeling compelled to go somewhere else and do something. You know, you never know how these things work. And, you just saw, I think like a guy like Giannis bucked the trend. He was a guy, people look at him and his numbers and what he's done and his awards, Chris, that if he would have stayed in Milwaukee, never won, people would have said it was a wasted career. There's no, I don't care what awards he won, what numbers.
Yeah, I mean, he would have been an all-time great and blah,
yeah,
all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like but I'm Patrick just saying, Ewing, but people but would
yeah,
have
they
felt
would have looked
like,
at him. That would have been one of the first thoughts, but he never won a ring.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
Damian Lillard's not in that class, so I just don't think. Charles Barkley's had a tremendous career without a ring. There's other players who haven't won.
And also Damian is at being a small guard, 6'3 at most. I don't even think he's really 6'3. That also is why he's not in that group where it's like you gotta win a ring. There have only been two small guards to lead teams to championships. Steph Curry and Isaiah Thomas, the legend in Detroit. That's it. That's it. All the other great, Allen Iverson, John Stockton, Steve Nash. We could go on and on, Rob. None of the other smaller guards, normal-sized point guards, led teams to championships.
Just doesn't happen. It just
right.
doesn't happen.
So nobody's going to look at Damian like, oh, man, yeah, but he never. No. And here's the other. Let me throw out, Rob, and we've talked about this with all careers, all fields of endeavor. Let's just keep it real. I bet every NBA player wants to win a championship. But there are a lot of other reasons that dudes play in the NBA. Here, I'm going to throw out a few. Money, obviously. That's the first and foremost. Money, all right? It changes your life and the life of your family, all right, for generations. Then there's wanting to be an individual superstar, right? Let's keep it real. A lot of dudes get into it because I want to make money and I want to be a star. If I don't win a championship, I'm competitive. I'm playing a sport, so I want to win. But I want to be a freaking star.
But also, you go in and you realize, too, everybody can't win a championship. It's just not possible. It's like, you know what I mean? Like you want to win one, but a lot of things, he mentioned it, the stars are aligning, a lot of stuff have to happen for you and it work out for you. But everybody realizes, no matter how good you are, how much you want it, sometimes it just doesn't happen for certain people and a number of people. During the Michael Jordan era, Chris, we talk about all the time. We can name 12 Hall of Famers. Didn't even sniff it, right? 12.
Right. Yeah, so I just think there are a lot of other reasons that guys play. And yeah, you want, and he's right. It doesn't mean you're not an all-time great player, Hall of Famer, and you won't. When you retire, Allen Iverson, nobody's thinking about he didn't win a ring. They just give him love. You know, Barkley, yeah, he was so great. He's a big player, you know, a power forward. We do think, well, he never won a ring, but still, that doesn't hurt him. Everybody gives him love. So I just think that there is that factor. But this one thing I would say, Rob, it does matter. Like, if Steph Curry didn't have a ring, would he be ranked ahead of Damian Lillard or Kyrie Irving?
No.
You know, I mean, maybe some would, some wouldn't. Like, if you just the eye test, Steph, Dame, Kyrie, Tiny Archibald.
No, winning matters. Winning matters.
Steve, like, right? You could just look at them, and then it's in the eye of the beholder. I like Dame style. I like Steph. But the fact that Steph won rings – That puts him, he's going to be ahead of those guys, period.
No, I agree with
and
that.
And that's winning, not just, oh, Steph happened to be in the right place, right? No, Steph was good enough where you could build a championship team around him. And as good as Dame is, he ain't. Dame won't be the lead. In my view, he won't be the lead guy on the championship team. He can be number two.
Right.
I don't think he's good. That's no slight. There's only been two guys, Steph and
Isaiah. That's the reason why he won't get criticized ultimately, or people won't look at him sideways, Chris, because they
good point.
Not, right. The expectation is not there.
Right.
He's
because there actually, are guys,
his,
Rob.
His approach is smart. His approach is smart to think on that level, like it ain't the end
smart,
of the world.
But here, and I'll say this, because like I said, everybody wants to be the man, right? When you play sports, let's keep it real. You want to be the man. I want to be the man. And sometimes you realize in college I wasn't the man. And so then you settle into, okay, I'll be a role player.
You were like, that dude over there knocking down those three-pointers, yeah, that's the man over there.
Some people are better than me, you know?
Right.
And then you settle in, okay, I'm going to be a great role player. But if you've got the man ability, then you want to be the man. And I'm going to say it, Rob. If I was like a superstar, if I was like a Dame Lillard, I would not want to go somewhere and be a role player just to get a ring. I would want to stay where I'm at, get my 25, 30 points, be an all-star, be an all-NBA, and all that.
Be a top 75.
I would, Rob, and this may be where I and Dame differ, me and Dame differ, I would be willing to go somewhere and be the second guy. Like, I would be willing to go to Philadelphia and play with Joel Embiid and understand, okay, he's the first option. I'm the second guy. But I'm still a star. You know what I'm saying? I'm still getting mine. And I think that's a big thing. And so let me throw this out at you. And we'll throw this to the callers, too. Would you rather be, for all the rings or ring or bust guys, to use Damian's language, would you rather be Patrick Ewing or Derek Fisher? Would you rather be Charles Barkley or Robert Horry? Right? I'd rather be Barkley and Ewing. I'm sorry.
I agree.
You know? I mean, come on.
All right.
Steve Kerr got five rings. Derek Fisher's got five, I think. Four or five.
877-99 on Fox. Let's do it.
All right. Your turn to weigh in. 877-996-6369. Would you rather be a superstar, a Ewing, a Barkley, a Karl Malone, or a role player with a bunch of rings? Steve Kerr, Derek Fisher, Robert Horry. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's a Worship Wednesday, and the Odd Couple is live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, folks, your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you is in danger as well. So stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any way, shape, or form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. This is paid for by NHTSA. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Would you rather be an individual superstar who doesn't win a ring or a role player with rings galore? Derek Fisher, Robert Horry, Steve Kerr, guys like that. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple.
Let's kick it off with David in West Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, David?
Rob, what up, Chris? How you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Thank you.
I'm wonderful. Coming to you from the friendly city, Wheeling, in the wild and wonderful state of West Virginia. Look, boys.
All right.
Four-sport athlete growing up in high school. Love it. Breathe it. Live it. Sports is what I do all day, every day. Love listening to you guys. You play for the championships, boys. Am I right? That's why you play. That's all I got to say.
So, no. Answer the question. Would you rather be Steve Kerr? I get
which,
you play for the
guy?
Championships, but...
Oh, I'm Steve Kerr. I mean, I'm look, I'm trying to win, and if somebody's better than me and helps the team and I need to be in a role position, that's fine. I just want to win.
All right.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's fine.
I want to be Patrick Ewing. Right. Patrick Ewing.
I'm trying to win, and if I wasn't good enough, I couldn't beat Michael Jordan, fine. But he's still celebrating.
I have to live with it. Right. Let's go to John in New Zealand, down under. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
G'day, mates. It's great to talk to you.
Yes, you sound great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Has it turned over New Year yet down there? Not yet.
I think you need to work on your geography, Rob. It's tomorrow in the afternoon, but it's still not New Year. It's still a whole 36 hours.
He was close. I know that it's a time difference. I was just trying to be funny. That's all.
We're used to you trying to be funny, Rob.
That happens a lot.
Okay.
Right, exactly. That happens a lot. And we can't tell. It was a joke. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, John.
what you got, John?
It's a pleasure. Listen, guys, I'd like to present a third option of the two that you've had there. And I'd like to say I'd like to be the person who doesn't define my life and my career by whether or not I get a ring. And Rob said something that I just so strongly disagree with, Rob, and I think it's part of the problem in our society, and it's reflected in sports. You said that if Giannis had never won a ring, people would say, and there's no doubt about it, that he had a failure of a career or a wasted career. And look at the arc of Giannis's life.
I wouldn't say they say wasted.
Wasted. No,
do you think people think Barkley had or Ewing had a wasted career?
No. And then what I say by that is, Chris, here's the difference, right? Is and John, just hold on real quick. This is what I'm saying. In this era where he could have left Milwaukee without another star there and joined what everybody else was doing, people would have said, you had a chance to get out of there. You didn't do it. You won these MVPs. You won these Defensive Player of the Year, but you never won a championship. And you were that good. He's in a different era than when Patrick played. Or I know Barkley later on in his career tried to move around Chris. But I'm talking about in this era of the NBA, it would look like he made a mistake.
But this is the problem. He wouldn't have made a mistake. That's the wrong way to look at it. If you look at the arc of his life, he's living in his third country. He moves from Nigeria to Greece to America. And the whole city loves him.
All these guys are winners in life. They've hit the jackpot.
But Chris, you know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I don't think people would say – I don't like the term wasted career.
But you know what I mean. Like, he blew an opportunity that he could have been a champion.
Yeah, and what it would do, Rob, it would affect his legacy. Now Giannis has a chance to be like a top 10 player.
Giannis has his legacy going through the roof. Right.
He would not have that opportunity without getting a ring. He'd be a Hall of Famer, all-time great, top 75.
Right,
but a chance to have a greater legacy.
Can we squeeze one more in real quick? Let's do that real quick. Edgar in the Twin Cities, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Edgar?
All right. Hey, what's good, gentlemen? I appreciate you letting me in because I'm with you guys, and I'm going to put some perspective on this. I'd rather be a superstar, Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley.
Yep.
Main reason is because my name would forever be synonymous with greatness.
Right.
Regardless if I won a championship. And that's the point. But I did think a little to the left about Robert Horry, even though his stats weren't that great and he did win seven. I just look at him as a superstars. He hit so many glorious shots.
You know what? Robert Horry, Tom Brady, same guy. Same guy.
Yeah, right. Horry's a little different in that he did hit so many clutch shots. Right? Yeah. And obviously Kerr hit a clutch shot. Fisher hit some clutch shot. But that's
Robert
like Horry
was big
legacy.
Shot. I mean, my God. Like,
that's
nobody
where he's a little bit
he was
different.
Big shot. Yeah.
Right. But I got to be honest. I still rather be Patrick Ewing than Robert Horry.
Exactly. Yes. When it comes down to it, boy, because that name, Patrick Ewing, And the money is just going to keep coming because yes. I'm Patrick Ewing. I'm Charles Barkley. That money will never stop
and
coming.
And it's not even just the money. They just, you know,
exactly.
They got a legacy. I mean, yep. they're always going to be viewed as all-time great basketball players. So,
all right, thanks
okay,
so much, Edgar.
We got Lisa Guerrero coming up to talk about John Madden, award-winning journalist from Inside Edition, joins us next. But first, B. Finn, the loquacious one.
Great to hear from you guys, and we post things up in the NBA where we're keeping an eye on that Hornets-Pacers game, which is under a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Oh, okay. Yeah, we are rolling here. So let's get to the NBA. The Hornets are up on the Pacers, 114-108, under a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Terry Rozier, 33 points. LaMelo Ball, one assist away from a triple-double. Then we look at that Clippers-Celtics game. Low scoring, halfway through the fourth quarter. Robert Williams has a double-double, but he just hit his head on the surface of the floor and is making his way back to the locker room. Luke Kennard has 17 points and 4 rebounds. One more score in the NBA. The Lakers are up on the Grizzlies, 58-50, about 2.5 minutes into that third quarter. LeBron James multitasking, filling up the stat sheet, 19 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. As far as how things are transpiring in college basketball, number 14 Tennessee is down by 1 against number 19 Alabama, 14-13, halfway through the first half. And then to some finals, a notable win for number 3 Purdue over Nichols, 104-90. Zach Edey, 21 points and 5 rebounds for the Boilermakers. A victory for number 21 Providence as they take down 15th-ranked Seton Hall, 70-65. Noah Hortzler for the Friars, putting up 17 points and 13 rebounds. And we do have a final score from that Cheez-It Bowl where number 19 Clemson hangs on against Iowa State 20-13. The Cyclones were driving with that potential game-winning drive at the end of the fourth quarter, but their quarterback Brock Purdy fumbles the football and the Tigers claim it, and they have a 10-win season. We're also watching what just started, the Alamo Bowl between number 14 Oregon and 16th-ranked Oklahoma, and we've got no score in the first quarter, with Anthony Gordon, the Ducks quarterback, already throwing an interception. So that one just getting underway as we work the basketball back to the two-man game, the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker.
All right, thank you, B-Finn. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got the free services that you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder services. And with over 5,600 locations nationally, that's right, 5,600. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. So getting the job done, folks, just got easier. Restrictions do apply, but still, get in the zone. AutoZone, our next guest is an award-winning journalist for Inside Edition, Lisa Guerrero. Lisa, welcome to the Odd Couple. Hello?
We're all right?
Lisa?
Okay, Lisa.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Yeah. Can you hear
how
me?
How are you?
Yes, how are you?
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
It's great to have you on. And obviously, you know, the whole sports world, particularly the football world, has been mourning the passing of John Madden. And you worked with him for a season, him and Al Michaels, on Monday Night Football. So obviously you got to know him a little bit. What are your recollections of him? And really, like, did you find out anything about him that, like, you know, the general public, as much as they know about him, doesn't know? And could you share that with us?
You know, he was exactly who you think he is. He didn't have any pretenses at all. He was a regular dude. And I mean that in the most complimentary way, right? The guy didn't believe in reading about himself or caring much about what the media thought about him or what anybody else thought about him. Traveling with him from city to city was like really like showing up someplace with one of the Beatles. People would be screaming outside of hotels.
Wow.
It's John Madden. It's John Madden. And you know, screaming like these older divorcees. It's John Madden. It was hilarious. He was like a rock star sex symbol, if you can believe it.
That's amazing.
He just took everything in with such a sense of humor and so much modesty. And one of my favorite stories, I mean, I just absolutely loved the guy. And I have to say, as a woman who started in sports in the 90s, I was the first woman to earn a contract in Los Angeles as a sportscaster for CBS2. So I was one of the very few women in the locker room back then. And throughout my career in sports, as you can imagine, I dealt with a lot of misogyny. There were a lot of Me Too moments in my career. And, you know, it was tough being the only woman in a lot of those locker rooms. And I, you know, I'm writing about that right now. I'm writing a book. But one of the things that I think it's really important, as while women are pointing out that there have been a lot of these guys and these issues in sports, that we need to also point out and thank the men in sports that helped support us. And he was one of those guys to me. So you have a story, right, after
you were fired, John Madden went to bat or tried to get you a job. Is that?
He did. So, you know, I spent every day with him, you know, 3 days before the game at practice at whatever city we're in. And so I was able to work with him really closely, and he was able to share a lot of information with me about strategy and, you know, look for this and wait until this guy pulls this out of his bag of tricks. This offensive coordinator, you know, he's going to expect this and watch this player, and introduced me to people and said, hey, watch this play unfold. So I learned a lot throughout my season with him just because I'm learning from, you know, from coach. He was the best. And at the end of that season, you know, he kept saying to me, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You're growing into this job. You know, this is, you're doing a great job. By the end of the season, he called me to congratulate me and said, you know, I'm looking forward to next season. In the off season, I want you to read these books. And he gave me a list of books to read, and he was really positive. Well, a couple of months later, I was fired. And he was one of the very first people to call me, and he was very upset. He was irate. He said, I hadn't been consulted by ABC. I didn't know this was coming. I'm upset about it. And, you know, I want to make some phone calls on your behalf. And less than an hour later, I got a huge offer from another network to cover sports.
Wow.
And I was in such shock, and I was so hurt. And devastated by what I was going through with Monday Night Football and being kind of blindsided, that I was unable to take that or any job for. I was not able to work at all for a year. But I never forgot how this man had mentored me, supported me, joked with me, been a true friend and ally. And, you know, at the end, when I needed him the most, he, you know, was able to make a couple of phone calls to people he trusted and was able to arrange a contract for me. And I just never forgot that. And since then, we've kept in touch and we exchanged Christmas cards. And, you know, I have to just say how much I love the guy and what a huge loss he is for the entire world of football and entertainment and broadcasting. But what a great guy.
What a great story.
That tells you a lot about him.
And that John Madden, I'm not surprised that he comes across as genuine. And I know, you know, he always had the eight-leg turkey with the legs he would give out at Thanksgiving.
Turducken.
Yeah, like I couldn't eat that thing. We got like eight legs on it or whatever. But going out to eat, what kind of food did he like? Was he a big eater or
everything? Not? Everything. Yes. He was so funny because, you know, working with Al and John, they couldn't have been more different. Al will not eat vegetables, and he will not, if they put a vegetable on his plate, he will send it back.
Wow.
Al Michaels hates vegetables. John Madden will eat anything. There was a time we were in Chicago. I will never forget this. We were coming out of a production meeting. We're in a hotel hallway, and he was telling me what he liked and what he didn't like about the then new Chicago Stadium. And we're walking through this hallway, and he spots a leftover room service cart.
No, stop
and there are
it.
Some cookies. There are, dude, there are cookies on the cart, leftovers. Like one had bites taken out of it. And he reaches over and he grabs one of these cookies and like gobbles it down as he's talking. He doesn't miss a beat. He's like talking to me, and he's like gobbling down these used cookies. And, you know, he to his credit, he didn't gobble down one that had a bite taken out of it.
Right. At least he didn't do that. Thank God.
He goes, finders, keepers.
That is unbelievable.
Wow. I've been tempted to do that, but never have. But
yeah, because with my luck, the chocolate chip cookie would have hair on it. With my luck.
Oh, man. Well, Lisa, look, before you go, and we got about a minute left, tell us the title, if you have one yet, the title of your book. And really just, like you said, you started in sports, have moved on to bigger and better things, but are you happy with the state of women in sports? Obviously, it's a lot more than when you started. Just tell us about the book and what you think about the state of women in sports broadcasting today.
Thanks. You know what? It's still dire. It hasn't really improved much, I'm sorry to say. And what's really funny is I ran into Carissa Thompson and Erin Andrews at a restaurant recently, and they were thanking me for being a pioneer in sports, which made me feel really old, but I'm so proud of them and all their success. But they shared with me some of, and I'm not going to share their stories, but they shared with me some of the things that were really shocking to me. And I thought, you know what, things haven't changed that much in the last two or three decades, you know, which is sad. The name of my book is called Guerrero means warrior. So it's called Warrior. Guerrero, my last name, in Spanish means warrior. So it's called Warrior, my path to being brave. And it's about finding bravery in everyday situations. So it'll be out next year.
Great. Okay. Well, we will look for that and maybe have you
on the show.
We'll
have you back on when the book comes out. We'll do that. All right, Lisa.
Thank you. That would be great. It was a pleasure talking to you, and rest in peace, John Madden.
Yes, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right, thank you. That's Lisa Guerrero, award-winning journalist from Inside Edition. Keep it locked. The Odd Couple still's got plenty more for you. Fox Sports Radio.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the iCouple wrapping up a Worship Wednesday, and we're also wrapping up a new year. We're pretty close, or an old year, 2021. We are live, as always, from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, folks, it can happen easily. A few drinks becomes a few too many. It's time to leave, and you're thinking about calling for a ride home, but then you say, nah, what's the worst that can happen? Get pulled over, lose my license, totaled my car. No, you could kill someone. You could kill yourself. So drive sober, folks, or get pulled over. This is paid for by NHTSA. Rob, let's end
Chris,
it with
Chris, you know
this.
What? Your advice is very good, and I took it the other night when I went to the Nets-Clippers game. I did not drive to the arena because I thought I might have a couple of adult beverages. So I took the Lyft down to the game, had a couple of adult beverages, and I took the Lyft back home.
All right. There you go. There you
Yay.
Go.
That's okay, LeBron. Thanks.
Let's go to college football to close this this day out, this show out. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud, who's one of the Heisman Trophy finalists, he's originally from Southern California, Rob, and he was asked about players, great football players, great high school players from Southern California leaving the state to go elsewhere. Like I said, he obviously went to Ohio State, and he said this: you go to USC and UCLA games, and quite honestly, it's just kind of boring without all the people. They kind of just are there on vacation. You go to the other schools out of state, and their fans are kind of like fanatics. Your thoughts, Rob?
Yeah, I don't buy into that. I think it's easy to say that, especially of late. USC and UCLA, Chris, haven't been exactly football powerhouses. But USC, when Pete Carroll and Reggie Bush and Matt Leiner, that was a place to be. And, you know, those venues are pretty amazing. I get it. When you're in a big city and you have a pro teams here, Chris, you have two of every two basketball teams and two baseball teams, and, you know, and there's a split allegiance. It's not like if you're in Alabama or, you know, some college town or whatever, and that's all they have. They have no pro sports. They have nothing else in the state. So, yes.
Right.
Are those fans more rabid? Yes, because they have nothing else. If you don't get up for your seven home games in Alabama, Chris, what the rest of it, that's all you got.
No, you're right.
You can't get up for seven games?
Well, and that's what I think he means. And that's why I think he's right.
I mean, it's harsh. And I agree. Obviously, it was bumping in Southern California when USC was great with Pete Carroll and Reggie Bush and on. But still, even back then, Rob, as good as those crowds may have been, you know this, they ain't hold a candle to LSU. In Baton Rouge, Alabama, even Ohio State and Columbus.
A lot of great players played Michigan. At USC, and they loved the experience.
No, fine, but it wasn't like Alabama. You just said it.
That's not the reason the kids are leaving, because they're boring.
So why are they leaving?
They're leaving because those programs were down and they had a chance to go to Ohio State.
Well, USC wasn't always down.
No, but of late, why?
Got them
I mean,
down?
Reggie Bush has been retired from
down?
Football.
But no, I'm saying they went down and they went down.
But
and kids,
Chris, it's
kids
about,
stopped going there, and that's why they
it
went
ain't
down.
About the get it being boring. It's about teams that are winning. There was a time where people weren't going to Alabama. After Bear
and
Bryant.
And then they got some good coaches.
Right, but I could give you years where they weren't winning anything. People
you
weren't going to Alabama.
Here. You're wrong if you're telling me the crowds at USC.
I
even
didn't say
at
that, but I'm
okay.
telling you what,
that's
he's,
what
saying,
he's saying.
The reason
that's
that the kids
saying.
Aren't going has nothing to do
well,
with the crowds.
He's a
it's
kid.
Because of the program
so he's
being
lying
down.
On himself? He's
no,
a kid.
He's wrong. He's wrong.
He's wrong about himself? You
no,
telling me why
wrong.
CJ Stroud didn't go there,
he's,
but
he's
telling
wrong.
Me why he didn't go there.
It can't be
he's
about
wrong.
That. He had a chance to go to Ohio State.
Was that for him? It was that for him?
I don't believe that one bit.
So
I'm
he's lying.
You,
he's lying.
He's being disingenuous. The reason
he
went
lying?
Is he had a chance to go to a school that has a chance to win a national championship, and USC and UCLA haven't done that in decades and years.
If they get the players, they can.
Come on.
If they get the players, they can. I'm going to listen to the kid. I'm sorry. I'm going to listen to the kid.
Go ahead. You'll follow that kid right off the cliff.
This is why I chose Ohio State.
You better listen to me. I'm a grown man. I've been around.
Yeah. All right. And this is why the kid said he chose Ohio State. I'm going to take him at his word. And even the Lakers fans aren't as good as fans in some of these
Stop
other cities.
Stop ripping L.A. because you
not.
Live in New Jersey. Stop
They're
it.
They're not.
The Dodgers
I'm
fans are great.
You,
what are you telling
Lakers,
me?
The Lakers, I ain't talking about the Dodgers, all right? Don't even bring baseball into it. We're talking about basketball and football. The Lakers
Oh, really?
Fans,
oh, okay. I didn't know
yeah,
how he went to basketball.
Fans,
he went to football and basketball.
It's not as raucous. It's a great experience because you might see Floyd Mayweather and all these other stars. But they're not as raucous as Cleveland, Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, go to Detroit because they got better.
Detroit.
Their fans are,
no,
both their
Rob,
fans
you
are
were
better.
Detroit. Were the Detroit fans not raucous?
Yeah, but that ain't going to get me to
LA.
Go there. I mean, like,
no,
like
but I'm
off
just
the
saying,
fans.
The fans are, there's no doubt about it. You know that.
I don't buy right. what he says. I'm sorry. I'm just,
well,
I'm out on him.
Rob is calling CJ Stroud a liar. I'm not. I'm saying the young man is speaking his mind. And he has a right to.
Disingenuous.
How's he being disingenuous?
Because it ain't true.
I think he's an honest kid. You said he's right. You said the crowds aren't as good. You know that. All right, this is the Odd Couple signing off in style.
Get off
in
my style. Radio.
Keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and they bring fire. Oh, they're not?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.